Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon, and by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, it's a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. A mid-Michigan community is once again confronting disturbing allegations involving animal cruelty, this time with echoes of a troubling past. Authorities say a 33-year-old man already on probation for a previous case involving starving dogs is now accused of operating a dogfighting operation out of a Mount Morris Township home. Police and probation officers made the discovery during a routine compliance check earlier this month, with what they found, officials say, was deeply concerning. Multiple dogs in poor condition, some chained outside, others confined inside the house, many showing signs consistent with organized fighting. Investors also report uncovering equipment commonly linked to dogfighting, including a large conditioning treadmill. All of the animals have since been removed and are now in the care of animal control, where efforts are underway to stabilize their health. The situation is made more serious by the discovery of firearms and ammunition inside the home, items the suspect is legally prohibited from possessing due to prior felony convictions. The man now faces a series of felony charges ranging from animal fighting and cruelty to weapons violations. He is expected in court as early as Thursday. And a mid-Michigan case is rising serious concerns tonight about the exploitation of vulnerable adults. Authorities say a farewell man is facing multiple felony charges after allegedly siphoning off more than $400,000 from an 82-year-old man who suffered a traumatic brain injury. 62-year-old Philip Lee Sprague was arraigned this week in Clare County's 80th District Court. Prosecutors accuse him of using his position of trust to gain control over the victim's finances, allegedly redirecting hundreds of thousands of dollars for his own benefit. Investors say the largest portion of that money, more than $300,000, came after significant changes were made to the victim's will and trust, shifting assets away from family members and toward Sprague. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says while most caregivers act with integrity, cases like this highlight the dangers of financial exploitation. Sprague now faces one count of embezzlement over $100,000, along with two additional felony counts tied to smaller but still substantial amounts. A court date to determine next steps in the case has not yet been scheduled. This case remains under investigation. And a Monday night traffic stop in Minden City escalated into a multi-town vehicle pursuit that ended with a rollover crash in Austin Township, according to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Deputies say the incident began around 8 p.m. on March 16th when they tried to pull over a 2002 Ford Ranger near Cass Street and Main Street. The driver did not stop, instead speeding away and leading deputies on a 16-minute chase through Minden City, Minden Township, Austin Township, and a short stretch of Huron County. The pursuit came to an end on Huron Line Road near Freiberger Road, where the pickup lost control, left the roadway, and rolled into a ditch. Emergency crews from Argyle Fire and Rescue used extraction tools to remove the driver, who was the only person in the vehicle. The 48-year-old Minden Township man suffered minor injuries and was taken to Deckerville Hospital by Cass City MMR. He was treated and later released. Deputies later confirmed the man had multiple active warrants, including a felony warrant tied to a previous fleeing and eluding case. After being released from the medical care, he was taken into the Sanilac County Jail and is now facing new charges related to Monday's pursuit, in addition to his outstanding warrants. The sheriff's office says the investigation is ongoing, and Argyle Fire and Rescue and Cass City MMR assisted at the scene. When we come back after this Ozentoski Farm Equipment sponsor message, we'll continue with national news.
I'm a God-fearing, hardworking... Tim Ozentoski from Ozentoski Farm Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Bad Axe, has been practicing his karaoke.
On my international harvester.
Tim might not make it in country music, but you can make your farm operation much more successful with new Case IH equipment from Ozentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe.
The Case IH Magnum Series has models from 180 to 400 horsepower, and the Case IH Stagger Series with horsepower ranges from 425 to 785 horsepower models.
Big performance, supreme comfort, and intuitive operation puts you in control. Case IH offers the ultimate mix of industry-leading horsepower and fuel efficiency available in both wheel and track configurations. Plus, enjoy an industry-leading 3-year, 2,000-hour factory warranty on Magnum and Steiger models. And don't forget the Case IH Farmall series of compact and utility tractors. So stop into your local Case IH dealer, Ozentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe, for your next Case IH tractor. Tim will even give you a free autograph.
On my international harvester.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And moving on to our national news, Trump administration widens Medicaid fraud crackdown. The federal government announced today it is expanding its Medicaid fraud investigation into Florida, labeling the state as a hotspot for billing irregularities. The crackdown aims to recover billions in misallocated funds. State officials have expressed concern that the aggressive audits could delay payments to legitimate providers. The administration maintains that the oversight is necessary to ensure the program's long-term sustainability. In other national news, unusual March heat wave grips western states. A prolonged and record-breaking heat wave is currently affecting major cities across the western United States. Temperatures in California and Arizona are expected to be 10 to 15 degrees above the seasonal average. The National Weather Service has issued heat advisories warning of increased wildfire risks due to the dry conditions. Power grids are also under strain as residents increase air conditioning usage. And in our international news, AerCap orders 100 new Airbus A320neo aircraft. Global aviation leasing leader AerCap announced a massive deal with Airbus today for 100 new A320neo family aircraft. The order is part of a long-term strategy to modernize fleets with more fuel-efficient models. The deal includes the exercise of options for an additional 45 aircraft. Deliveries are scheduled to begin in 2028, signaling confidence in a long-term recovery of the global travel market. In other international news, Italy, MQ-9 Reaper drone destroyed in Kuwait. An Italian MQ-9 Reaper drone was destroyed today during an Iranian strike on the Ali al-Salem airbase in Kuwait. The drone was being used for surveillance missions in the region. This incident marks the first drone or the first loss of a NATO-affiliated asset during the current surge in hostilities. Italian officials have not yet announced whether they will seek reparations or change their stance on the conflict. When we come back after the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Spring is a season of renewal, a time when days grow brighter, routines begin to shift, and many families look ahead with fresh perspective and hope. It's also a time to focus on health, healing, and the support that helps loved ones move forward with confidence. My name is Tammy Johnson, Director of Facility Operations at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we provide a supportive, welcoming environment where compassionate care is at the heart of everything we do. Our team offers short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care, along with personalized support focused on comfort, dignity, and quality of life. Families can feel reassured knowing that their loved ones are cared for close to home by professionals who value clear communication, consistency, and respect. This spring, choose a place that embraces healing and new beginnings. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, your loved ones are always our priority.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report at this time. Joshua C. Sorensen, 44, of Cass City, passed away unexpectedly Sunday, March 15, 2026. He was born May 2, 1981, in Cass City. Josh is survived by his parents, Craig and Carolyn Sorensen of Cass City, daughters Morgan and Lily, brothers Jared, Justin, and sister Caitlin. Josh will be deeply missed by all who knew and loved him. His life reminds us that every person is more than their struggles, and he will be remembered for his laughter, his love for his family, and the memories he leaves behind. Funeral service held at 12 p.m. Thursday, March 19, 2026, in First Baptist Church of Cass City. Interment will be in Hillside Cemetery in Cass City. Memories may be made to the family to be used at their discretion or to First Baptist Church of Cass City, and the arrangements have been handled by the Kranz Funeral Home in Cass City. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Paddocks and Pigeon, and by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.